In baseball, it's better to be lucky than good. Bill Buckner said that, and he should know. Buckner was very good. He was an all-star gold glove first baseman who played 22 years in the major leagues, including 4 seasons for the Boston Red Sox. This summer, Buckner is back in baseball and back in New England, where he's reminded that 22 years of being good can't erase one moment of being unlucky. From WBUR in Boston, Anthony Brooks reports.
So the winning run is at second base with 2 out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson.
1986, Game 6 of the World Series. The Boston Red Sox against the New York Mets. You know what happened. The Red Sox were one strike away from winning their first championship since 1918. Then a couple of hits and a wild pitch, and suddenly the game was tied, and the Mets' Mookie Wilson came to the plate.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
It went through his legs, the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs, and the Red Sox lost. One unlucky moment and 2 decades of being good didn't seem to matter anymore. So Bill Buckner left and eventually settled in Idaho, where he could hunt and fish and live peacefully, far from the relentless reminders about that one error. He did a bit of major league coaching in the 90s, but what do you do if you're Bill Buckner and you get an offer to come back to professional baseball in New England?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the starting lineups for your Brockton Rocks!
You accept, of course.
The manager of your Brockton Rocks, number 6, Bill Buckner!
The Brockton Rocks. A semi-pro team of baseball dreamers and one rookie manager, Bill Buckner.
Hey, there he is!
Buckner is a minor celebrity here in Brockton, about 30 miles south of Boston. On a recent evening in Campanelli Stadium, there were about 200 people in the stands, and one man dressed as a kangaroo. That's the team mascot. Bill Buckner was in the dugout musing about baseball and luck.
You know, baseball is a game of failures, you know, and a lot of downs in the game, you know. You had to shake it off, and I mean, the good players can do that, you know. I mean, baseball is a game of averages, but over a short period of time, to have a little luck going, it's not a bad thing.
Buckner gets tired of having to relive and talk about that error. But on this evening, he brought up the subject.
People always ask me what I thought about, you know, when I missed the ground ball. And my first thought was, wow, I get to play in the 7th game in the World Series, you know.
Right.
You know, we'll get them tomorrow.
Of course, the Mets won Game 7, and the Red Sox had to wait another 18 years before they finally won the World Series. After that error, members of the press wouldn't let it go. So those were tough years for Buckner and his family. One reporter even called his wife to ask if Buckner was contemplating suicide. But for the young players of the Brockton Rocks, having a big league veteran as manager is a rare privilege. Chris Grossman is the catcher for the Rocks.
Probably the biggest name that I've ever played for, and I had a couple of buddies joke about it, say, you know, well, if you guys miss a ground ball, you can't say anything, but, you know, everybody's made mistakes in this game.
Number 6, Bill
So this is what happened when Buckner came back to Fenway Park in 2008 to throw out the first pitch of the season opener. Boston fans gave him a huge ovation, which Buckner talks about in an aw shucks kind of way.
You know, it was awesome. I mean, it was almost embarrassing, though, to be out in front of that many people. And the real cool thing about it is that fans were sincere, you know. And I think they understood, you know, all the crap I went through, and they were always good to me.
Buckner says when you're 12 years old, you dream of hitting the game-winning home run in the World Series. But that doesn't happen too often, he says. Not without a bit of luck, anyway. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.